to the 31st edition of the Next Man Up podcast. My name is Logan Wortman, and it's been a while, but I'm here to let you know that that was probably the last time I'm ever going to do that intro. I am still planning on doing an NBA podcast. I'm just going to rebrand this show into something a little different. So this is the final episode of the Next Man Up podcast. The next show is going to be called Hoops Theory or something along those lines. I don't know. I'm not crazy about the name, I guess, but I already have it on a logo and everything. And I think it represents at least the content of what the show will be about. I might find a catchier name at some point, though. But you're going to find those episodes here in the same place that you're listening to this podcast. It's just going to replace this feed. So you shouldn't need to go out and follow a new one. This one should just show a different name and picture and everything once I update it. But yeah, I figured I should probably upload a final Next Man Up episode to announce that change, and also just to talk about how it's been a super long time since the last Next Man Up episode even came out. It's been almost 3 months, I believe. And that's just because mainly I've been just super busy. Also got really burned out from doing the podcast after a while. It's actually one of the main reasons why I decided to kind of shift into something new with the podcast, Hoops Theory being more like theoretical or less news cycle based. Because, you know, the scope of it before was kind of, I don't know, maybe like a copycat or like spinoff of what most major NBA podcasts are, which is like kind of based on the news cycle of the NBA, you know, talking about like super current events and happenings around the league. And producing content in that lane is pretty difficult, I found, especially when you're doing it on the side as a hobby outside of a full-time job. And I'm the host, editor, producer, all that kind of stuff with it. So the episodes really need some time to be made. And for a while, I was just kind of rushing and grinding to get them all out. But then my life was just literally me at a desk 24/7. Like, I would work on the computer all day for work. And then right after, it would just be podcast work on the computer until I would go to bed. And that was weird for me, coming from having a pretty big social aspect in my life, hanging out with friends and stuff like that, like as long as I can remember. And then all of a sudden I was just kind of locked in, and all I was doing was working on a computer. Still kind of does feel like that, to be honest, still working from home. And along with that, just a lot of things changing, me moving to a new city, into a house, and all the stress and stuff that goes along with that. I got diagnosed with ADHD and started meds for that. And I don't know, I've just felt super exhausted for quite a while, and it hasn't seemed to really get much better with this break even. But I decided this is something that I really want to do, making podcasts and kind of just doing something that I really feel like I enjoy and I would like to be my job someday. I feel like I just kind of need to keep working at that. I guess I just kind of made an adjustment to make that much more realistically doable in my circumstances. The vision of the show, instead of being news cycle reliant, because I don't know, in that news cycle type of thing, it's like the best time to put the content out is like right now. And that's just kind of been a thing and a feeling that's been stressful with just trying to get through episodes and uploading them and doing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, with this new show, Hoops Theory, it's kind of, you know, looking at basketball or looking at the NBA more through the lens of team building, or like concepts like cool things about the league, about how the game is evolving, and maybe like some historical stuff, and a lot of thoughts and ideas and concepts that, like, I don't know, I feel like it's been what I've enjoyed the most doing the podcast in the past, is when I'm talking or doing stuff related to that. And so I feel like just making the whole show based around that and kind of taking out a little bit of the time based element to it, it might make it a lot better of a show, just because, you know, I'm more energized to do it. And also it's something that I really enjoy doing as well. So I really do hope it goes that way and it works that way. I really wanted to kind of finish, you know, the whole season, go through the whole season with the Next Man Up podcast. I kind of stopped mid playoffs and it was just really getting really hard to keep up with everything and just with stuff in life going on. And one day I just kind of stopped. Even though I did watch the playoffs and I had a lot of thoughts about stuff that was going on, and I'm definitely going to be putting that into content at some point. I might even be doing videos with the YouTube channel with this new show. One idea I had was to kind of go through a lot of the teams of last year and doing kind of like a making sense of 2021, because it was just one of the weirdest seasons we've ever had. And so, like, you know, making sense of the 2021 Hawks and making sense of the 2021 Milwaukee Bucks, Denver Nuggets, Brooklyn Nets, Phoenix Suns, you know, a bunch of teams that they had things that didn't really exactly go as planned or go as expected. That's something I'm pretty excited about, so. Also excited to preview this upcoming season. I'm going to do that sometime with Jacob and Anthony across various episodes, probably. Also excited to announce that Jacob Roth, you know, he has his own show now again. He was kind of the one that inspired me to start doing this stuff, doing podcasts and stuff when he started doing it on YouTube. But so now he's back on YouTube and on Spotify. I think that show's going to be mainly football. So I'm definitely going to go on there whenever I want to talk football with Jacob. I'm sure Anthony will probably be on there quite a bit, which will be entertaining. I might go on there also to talk fantasy football, get some fantasy advice from those guys. So I'm really excited about that. Also excited to announce that, you know, I think I'm going to be doing a couple other podcasts as well. They'll kind of take the back seat, though, I think, to Hoops Theory, to the basketball content. I'll try to do the basketball content more regularly. The other two podcasts will kind of just be kind of as I want to or as I'm able. One I'm going to be calling Bopology. It'll be about music. I think that's going to be a lot of video content to that as well. It might basically end up just being like a YouTube channel that I'll throw together some of the, you know, audio and stuff to make into podcast episodes. And the other one I'm going to be calling Thinking Out Loud. And that's going to be just kind of like a general discussion type podcast about really any kind of topics that I feel like talking about. But if you want to hear or learn more about those things, I guess just look out for them when they come out or when they drop. I'll do a much better job explaining them there, especially the Thinking Out Loud one. But excited to get into this next season of Hoops. And also just for this, all the stuff moving forward, I got kind of, you know, a little bit of a setup going at my new house to record these episodes, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really hoping that I, you know, stay really invested and determined and keep going at it. Yeah, thank you for listening to this final episode of the Next Man Up podcast. I'm not sure when the first episode of Hoops Theory will drop, but it will be somewhat soon. So just be looking out for that. So I will talk to you guys then.